everyone, it's TB Owls with Posse Social Media, and the news for today is the fact that Facebook has begun rolling out the new single column design for timelines. Now, the whole idea behind this is that it's going to better organize users' personal pages and places greater emphasis on communications between friends. Now, you, of course, won't be able to see this because the revamped timeline has gone live for users in New Zealand, which is regularly Facebook's first port of call when it comes to new rollouts. Now, you're going to see some different screenshots that are available out there, but the basic premise behind it is that all communications from friends and status updates will be placed in the left-hand side column only. This left side column has been made larger to place greater emphasis on messages, while the right-hand side is made a little bit smaller as a result. Keep in mind that the content in the right-hand side column is now fixed to show friends, recent activities, and other non-messaging updates. Another aspect of this is that highlighted posts, such as life events, can no longer be stretched across the page when starred in the new design. Now, another aspect of all this is that the new redesign cleans up the timeline headers. Boxes that link through to friends, photos, maps, and likes have been removed. These items are now listed in a menu which, when clicked on, will bring them up separately. Interestingly, relationship information has been removed from the header, which could perhaps be the focus on keeping personal details more private. Now, all this doesn't come as too much of a surprise because we've all heard that Facebook has been testing this new redesign on a fraction of users around October of last year. Now, yes, it has gone live in New Zealand, but I would expect that you will be seeing this getting turned on in the U.S. pretty quickly. As for our initial observations of the new timeline, we feel it's indeed cleaner and easier to navigate. Previously, it could get a little bit awkward when the messages would appear in both left and right columns, and I know that people were actually upset when they went to this initial timeline designs.
So for us, it's clear. The positives certainly outweigh the negatives, and we think that everyone's going to really embrace this new timeline design. For Posse Social Media, this is TB Alves. Thanks for joining us.